In part because of the war in Iraq, the U.S. Army is transforming the way it trains soldiers. During the 9 weeks of basic training, the Army is doing away with some of the ceremonial, marching, standing at attention, and pressing uniforms, in favor of the practical. They'll emphasize more of the skills these recruits will need to stay alive in Iraq and Afghanistan: how to spot a roadside bomb, how to defend a convoy against an ambush, how to save a wounded comrade. NPR's Tom Bowman visited Fort Jackson in South Carolina.
Basic training, week 5. Trucks filled with Army recruits wind their way around a dirt track. They fire at pop-up targets spread among the abandoned vehicles. It's all meant to simulate a convoy under attack somewhere along the brutal roads of Iraq. Sergeant Alvina LeBlue stands in the back of the truck.
The vehicle was struck by an IED. Passenger side, dismount. Driver side, engage the target. Engage the target, driver side. Engage the target. Make sure you yell clear. Get that weapon pointed back downrange.
These recruits are not what the Army would call tip of the spear. After 9 weeks of basic training, they will learn to be cooks, mechanics, truck drivers. They are known as support troops. But in Iraq, there are no front lines. That became even more clear on a March day in 2003 when a support company that included Private Jessica Lynch came under insurgent fire. Most of those soldiers never fired a shot. Lieutenant General Robert Van Antwerp and other top Army leaders came to realize that every soldier, even a cook, has to be a warrior.
So we went to a different approach to basic training.
Recruits are issued their M16 assault rifles just 3 days after arriving here. In the past, it was 3 weeks. They also spend more time firing their weapons, and Van Antwerp, who recently stepped down as a top training officer, points to other changes.
For one thing, we cut out like 40 hours of drill and ceremony, and we put in there combatives. We took them to the field 3 times.
Combatives, that's hand-to-hand fighting. And the field includes what are known as shooting lanes.
Watch the tire. Let's go, weapon on safe.
Recruits walk carefully past upturned cars, concrete walls, all meant to resemble an urban wasteland. Later, they patrol inside a dense pine forest. Role-playing enemy soldiers are waiting in ambush.
Hey, let's go. You all stand by. You stand by. Let's go.
Being in the field is what recruits say they like best. Private Derek Scheidemantel is a 22-year-old from St. Louis.
We learned a lot. Probably, I wish we would have been able to do more of this, because this is some of the stuff that you're going to be doing more than anything out there.
And carrying a weapon has become second nature.
You know, it's a piece of me now. As soon as I turn it in, I'm sure I'm going to be looking for it all the time. So you get used to it.
Between gate 1 and gate 2.
More than 3/4 of the drill sergeants here are Iraq veterans, like Sergeant Victor Daugherty, who served with the 10th Mountain Division during the run to Baghdad in 2003.
I tell them that, you know, it's reality. And if you don't learn your warrior skills here, don't rely on nobody else, because the bottom line is you got to know them for yourself.
At times, Daugherty will pick up his cell phone and call fellow soldiers in Iraq, punching in speakerphone so all his recruits can hear.
All the drill sergeants constantly talk about their experiences in Iraq.
Sergeant Robert William Thomas stands near recruits throwing their duffel bags on a truck.
Throughout the course, we talk about IEDs because that's the biggest threat in Iraq.
The IED, or improvised explosive device, that's a roadside bomb. It accounts for nearly 80% of the casualties in Iraq. Thomas says to survive, soldiers have to be aware of their surroundings. Any sudden changes, an abandoned car, an unopened box, even a dead animal could conceal a bomb.
We have the capability to do a simulated explosion. We also have different props that we use that we'll set alongside the road and get the soldiers to notice that something was there that shouldn't be there. We have remote control toys with mock explosives strapped to them. We might lay a toy cell phone on the road that could be a giveaway.
There are some Iraq veterans here, like First Sergeant Chuck Nye, who worry about the overall quality of Army recruits. The Army is accepting older recruits, more without high school diplomas, more who receive waivers for crimes or medical conditions, more who score lower on the military's aptitude test. But Nye says the recruit training is far better than when he joined the Army nearly 2 decades ago, and it keeps getting better.
I think our quality of training has dramatically increased since in the 2 years that I've been here. You know, it's like a 180. I'm putting out a product a lot better than it was 2 years ago.
One of those products is Private Kaya Juliet Stein. She's a 40-year-old former flight attendant. Stein realizes she made a ploy to Iraq, but after spending 5 weeks in the South Carolina woods, she feels ready to be a soldier.
The training here is good, and everybody, you know, our instructors are good, our drill sergeants, you know, right up the chain of command, and they teach us what to do and how to do it.
And the Army is looking at expanding recruit training from 9 weeks to 10 weeks. That would give drill sergeants more time to tell a recruit heading for the battlefield what to do and how to stay alive doing it. Tom Bowman, NPR News.
Right step, march. Step, heel, step. Heel, step, heel, step, step, heel, 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 step, step, heel, heel. Coming there.